6. What does casting your anxiety on him have to do with having a humble spirit and rejecting pride? Well, let me ask us this question. As soon as a trial comes into your life, typically, who's the very first person you look to solve that problem? It's kind of a trick question. You look in the mirror, you look back at yourself, and you think, I can handle this. I'm wise. I'm smart. I'm powerful. I can deal with this. I can take care of this myself. When in reality, what we need to do is first and foremost and fully look to God and cast all of our anxieties and struggles and fears upon him, because he cares for you and because he is able. He is the one who is in control. He is the one who is able to fix your problems or sustain you through those problems if he decides not to fix them, and strengthen and encourage you